Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 42 of the Generic Gaming Podcast.mp3. My name is Logan Myrie, and as always, I'm joined by my esteemed co-host and sound engineer, Eric Krause.
How's it going?
Eric, it's going fine. We were recording this a little weirdly.
Yep.
We recorded a really good podcast earlier, and unfortunately, that's not going to get published, so we're kind of doing
That's how it always goes, apparently.
At the end of the night.
Yep.
It does, dude, that's happened to both of the podcasts that I would say are our best podcasts, probably, maybe, are lost in the ether forever.
Yep.
Sucks.
Well, so, there's always going to be a third one that's going to be lost in the ether, probably, as well.
Yeah.
The good part is, they were only both lost because I didn't hit record. We've never had a problem, though, other than human error.
Yeah.
Machines rise up.
Yeah, we haven't been sabotaged by, you know, Nightbot or anything.
Yeah, for sure.
Eric, what game are we talking about?
We're talking about Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3.
Bump, 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 bump,
off rhythm because it's late night.
Yeah, I don't know music things, recording. But I'm is that good? Did I do a good
thing? Oh, yeah, it works. It's all jazz, baby.
It was a little jazzy.
Like, we fit no time signature with those because it's literally by yourself.
Side note, we were playing D&D last night, and you said, it doesn't matter, it's all jazz, baby. And I really, like, it made me snort a little bit. I've never heard you say that.
I don't know. I heard it. I think I just heard someone say it, or like in a YouTube video or something. I don't know. I don't really heard it. I'm like, I really like that. So I've been saying it a lot lately, honestly. It's one of those things that you just pick up and you enjoy it. So you end up doing it more and more.
Hell yeah. Eric, we have a really good show, albeit a little short. But before that, I have some housekeeping and some announcements. The first announcement, we are kind of tabling.
You
in
probably
the
should have done this before we did the theme song.
Oh, yeah, I forgot, dude. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Whatever.
This
it's really late. It's a weird show. We're tabling in the news for now. It's kind of not working out with our schedules, and we feel like we're not doing as great of a job at it as we'd like to. So just for now, in the news is not going to be part of the show. We think it'll make for a better show, a shorter show, and we'll be, you know, it'll be a little more lively.
Yeah, we just don't have the time to go through and put as much attention into the news story, so we felt like it's just a part of weighing down our show right now that we could do better, and we'd rather do it the best to our ability if we're going to do it at all.
Hell yeah. Also, if you like this show, if you've ever liked this show, or you think maybe one day you'll like this show, you should go follow us on twitch.tv/lateforembargo, where we record it live, or you can follow us on any of your preferred podcast services. And, you know, tell everyone about us. Tell your grandma. Tell your mom. Tell your dad. Whatever. Eric, let's get to it. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3.
All right. So this game came out, I believe it came out last Thursday, because Nintendo releases their games weird. And I was pretty excited for this game. I'll be a little bit skeptical, but I played a ton of Ultimate Alliance as a kid. I played the shit out of the X-Men games, too. And, like, me and my brother would always sit down and do the whole couch co-op thing and just play these games for hours. Like, I don't even know how many hours we put into, like, X-Men Legends and stuff. And so I was really looking forward to this game. It was good, like, to just spend time with my brother again. I mean, we talk all the time. We have a close relationship. But it's always fun to just kind of go back down in a little bit of a nostalgia trip and just, like, play this game. So we played Ultimate Alliance. I spent a bunch of time in it. Probably I spent about 8 hours to get through the main story, playing on Saturday and then finishing it up on Sunday. And I like a lot about the game, but there is even more that I was just very disappointed that wasn't like included in the game, and things that I just wanted there to be more of, you know?
Yeah, so I also used to play Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. Me and my good friend Adam, we talk about him on the show. We used to play Marvel Ultimate Alliance 1 and 2 all the time at his house on his PS2. And it was a really good time, you know, and those games were super fun. And so I was pretty excited to play this game. I thought it'd be fun for you and I to play, you know, on stream or whatever. And we did stream it once for, you know, 3 hours. And so that's all I've played of the game. But I really was, like, very meh on it. I thought that it played really badly. Like, and the camera was jank, and we had a lot of weird technical issues. And so I just felt super soured on it afterwards, and I really had no drive to keep playing.
Yeah, for sure.
But you beat it, right?
Yeah, so I beat it. So a lot of the issues that you had while we were playing together, I didn't have those over online. So my brother and I were playing in an online room that he would create, and then I'd join, and the whole thing just, like, takes place online, right? And so with online, there's different things that are better. So there's not that camera jank we had, because obviously when you're playing couch co-op, you're sharing a camera. Only one person's in control, really, kind of. So it's only following the, probably player one, I think it was, just following me, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And so we kind of had that problem. Like, if you wanted to go to a corner of the room, it would end up following me, and then you'd kind of lose where you were, and it'd be that kind of jank. And so that didn't exist in the onlineness. And I also felt that a single Switch wasn't able to really handle being able to run two separate inputs as well as all the game stuff. So that caused a lot of the lag that you had. And so when we're online, that's kind of separating the bandwidth between two Switch and then just your internet connections. While both me and my brother have really good internet connections, right? And so we didn't get all that, like, kind of lag and stuttering that would happen. It would only really happen only in the big fights where there's just a ton of shit happening in, like, the arena and a lot of on-screen stuff happening at once.
So I feel like it sucks, because I feel like a lot of the appeal of that kind of game is, like, the kind of couch co-op stuff. And so if it doesn't work that well, that's kind of a huge drawback for me. But I understand, you know, you can play with your friends online. And so I'm curious, does the story have anything to it? You know, or was that compelling enough to keep you going?
Yeah, so the story it's a fine story. It's another Infinity War story, which, I mean, it's whatever at this point. I mean, how many have we gotten? And obviously we've gotten the huge one with the whole Marvel universe stuff. But the big problem with it I had was it was just super campy. It doesn't really take itself seriously at any point. So I guess that kind of works for it, you know, because it's not... It's trying to go for that campiness. You're getting Spider-Man, Yuri Olin thought as Spider-Man, which was really sick. We noticed that while we were streaming. Just going, like, thwip-thwip at certain points. Like, and
a lot. Saying it a lot.
A lot. Pretty much every time he does his base move, you get the thwip-thwip. And so there's just moments like that. And every time a character is introduced, you get the splash screen, the big text, like, and they get a little subtitle under their name, like saying, like, a pun, usually. I'm pretty sure all of them were some form of pun, you know? And so the story is nothing to write home about. It was fine. It's a conduit to get you to basically play the game. Now that we're done with the story, I don't know how much I'm going to go back and keep doing, because there's not a whole lot of end game to the game. So that's another one of my big problems too, is it's the game is very surface level, right? It doesn't go into the nitty-gritty. There's not a lot of min-maxing you can do with your actual character. You only get like four moves, and you upgrade them, and the upgrades really don't feel like they're anything, because it's all numbers based, right? So as you're leveling up, all you're really seeing is bigger numbers. It's the first initial grind's pretty fun, because you're getting, like, levels 1 through 20, you're unlocking moves, you're unlocking your four moves, so you start out with one move, at level 10, you get your next one, at level 15, you get your next one, at level 20, you get your fourth one. But once you're past that, now you're just putting points into them to make them stronger, make them more effective, and stuff like that. So, that was kind of lame. And, it eventually, you unlock these things called ISO-8s that, allow you to get more into some of your stats. So like strength is one of the stats, and you can get an ISO-8 purple crystal that boosts your strength. So I played a ton of Venom, who's a melee character pretty much, so he has strength's the good stat for him, and I had a big ISO-8 crystal that gave him plus 1,000 strength to his already base strength stat. So you kind of get in the nitty-gritty there, but it's all just so surface level and basic that it's not what I wanted out of this, which I guess it's fine. They're not making the game for me, but I'm sure a lot of people would have been happier with something more along the lines of a Diablo or of a Path to Exile.
I mean, or even you had mentioned kind of earlier to me that even some of the earlier Marvel Ultimate Alliance games, or even the X-Men games that were, you know, the same vein, had more in them than this game did, which is strange because this is, you know, a sequel. It's supposed to be an accumulation of all the stuff they'd done before and more, right? But it felt like a step back.
It really did. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, this, the comparison I would make to this is, it's more drastic than this, but this feels a lot like you go from playing Pokemon, any of the main series games, and you get hardcore into those, you grinding your IV raising Pokemon or whatever, and then you play Let's Go. Yeah. This game feels very much like the Let's Go of Ultimate Alliance.
But in a bad way.
Yeah, like it lets go of all the fun things of
the except for Pokemon Let's Go is dope, and a lot of the changes to that game were good.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why it's not a one-to-one comparison. It's kind of apples to oranges, but it's close, right? You get the point is that it kind of feels downscaled from what it used to be, right?
Yeah.
And the only disappointing thing is we're going to get a really hardcore Pokemon game again in the fall, or we might not get another hardcore Ultimate Alliance game or X-Men game, you know?
I mean, it seems like this game's doing well, though. I've seen some pretty positive reviews and some pretty, like, meh reviews.
It's got a lot of season content planned, too, for the rest of the year. Like, it's releasing stuff
Fantastic
monthly.
Yeah, Fantastic Four, right?
Yeah, it's releasing stuff monthly until I think, February. So, like, it's got a bunch of stuff planned. I'll be interested to see what the things are. I don't know if their DLC content drops are just, like, if they're just characters, I'm not going to really jump back into that, you know?
Yeah, so in the chat, I Blame My Roles had a question, and I'm breaking it into two questions.
All right.
His question was, you know, who's your favorite Marvel character?
Yeah.
And I want to know, who were your favorite characters in the game? Who are you running in the game? I know you said Venom, but, like, kind of who's your team, maybe? And then who's your favorite Marvel character, and did you feel like they were well represented in the game?
So, for my team, I started out with Venom, just because I liked a lot of his moves, and then, once we unlocked him, I put Nightcrawler on our team, because Nightcrawler, one of my favorite X-Men, and his moves just look sweet, him bapping around with his two swords, he's got a lot of hack and slashing going around. I kind of stuck to the melee characters, because that's kind of the style I like to play in the game. And then for my favorite heroes, I don't have, like, one in particular, but, like, I really love the X-Men. Like, we've been talking about getting the House of X comics. Like, I really want to get those and see what those are about, because apparently it's crazy right now. And it's only had one issue, which is insane, and people are already freaking out about it. So I'm really looking forward to that. But, yes, the X-Men are probably my favorite, because I do like Nightcrawler. Professor X is one of my favorite characters. He's just kind of an interesting character, and he's super overpowered but, like, never uses his power, but he's, like, one of the overpowered characters that realizes he's overpowered, and not like the overpowered characters that know they're overpowered but, like, aren't fully using their powers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it's not, like, as annoying. Storm's also really cool. I really just like her powers are sick, right?
So,
and her character is also sick, but
so
I love
were
her powers.
Were Professor X or Storm in the game?
Professor X isn't, which is pretty disappointing, but he's kind of hard to put. He was in X-Men Legends 2, and he was a broken character in X-Men Legends 2. Storm is in the game. My brother played her and an Inhuman called Crystal. I know literally nothing about her, but my brother liked the way she played, so he played her. And then Storm, obviously. So we had two X-Men, and then Venom and Crystal.
Yeah. I'm not, like, a giant X-Men fan. I think they're cool. But you want to know my least favorite X-Men?
Yeah.
Cyclops.
Cyclops is kind of boring, but
and,
the thing
and
about Cyclops kind of
seems like a cop.
Yeah, so the thing about Cyclops is I'm assuming you're just basing it entirely off of, like, the movies, right?
Yeah, pretty
Cyclops
much.
Cyclops is way cooler not in the movies.
Okay.
He's less of a Boy Scout and more of a leader than,
okay,
like,
okay,
he
okay.
should be. And Wolverine's not as prominent as he is in the movies also. Cause
yeah,
because,
I mean,
Wolverine
those movies are
movies.
About Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, because fucking he's Hugh Jackman.
For
so.
Sure. He did those movies for a lot longer than I thought he was going to do.
Yeah, dude, Logan's such a good movie.
My favorite character is Spider-Man, and which is kind of a basic answer, but I think Spider-Man's dope. I love Spider-Man. And I'm not a comic reader, so, like, a lot of my comic experience is with TV shows and games and movies, and I think Spider-Man has had some of the best iterations. Currently, I love Tom Holland, and I think the Spider-Man game that came out for PS4 is fantastic. That's one of my favorite iterations of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And
I think
Spider-Verse,
about playing that game all the time.
A fantastic movie.
Yeah, I think about playing that game all the time just because the web swing
is
so
good. Oh, my God, it was
so
fun. And so it was kind of disappointing because I really felt like Spider-Man just wasn't fun to play in Ultimate Alliance 3.
Yeah.
Like, at all. His web swing, like, his, like, web shooting thing was, like, I don't know, it just didn't feel good, and, like, the swinging felt weird, and I don't know, I just was not into it. So that was a real disappointment, and Miles Morales was in it, which was dope, and I also just felt like he didn't play that great.
Yeah, you kind of have to find your playstyle. The characters also kind of get more fleshed out once they get all four of the moves. You find moves they like. Like, Miss Marvel, her kind of first move she starts out with is kind of lame, but the last move she unlocks is absolutely broken.
Miss Marvel's cool. What's she from?
I think, I don't know.
Is she a standalone character? She just has her own
comics
and
stuff? She's an Inhuman, I believe. So is she part of that?
Okay, okay, cool. I liked her. She was cool. Mm-hmm. I thought she was fun to play from what I played. Someone in the chat earlier, when we had recorded earlier and unfortunately lost that footage, they had asked if they had kind of compared this game to like the Lego games. I actually think it might have been I Blame My Role, so shout out to him. He said he compared it kind of to the Lego games and wanted to know maybe how they stacked up against something like that.
Yeah.
Do you have an opinion on that?
So, we're kind of comparing it in the sense that the Lego games are clones, right? Of each other, they play the same.
Well, yeah. I mean, and they're based off. There are games based on Marvel, properties.
Yeah. So, I like the Lego games, but those kind of use the same formula for each one, but they keep improving upon it, right? So, in Lego DC Universe 2. Or whatever, it was in Lego Batman 2 Gotham City or whatever it was called. I think it was Lego Batman 2 shit, DC Heroes?
Was that the villains one? I feel like Lego Batman 2.
No, it wasn't the villains.
Whatever, we'll move past it. Lego Batman. Okay,
so in that one, you had the open world of Gotham City connected to Metropolis, and which was kind of funny because they were just a bridge. But I guess in Justice League, they're literally a bay across from each other. Which is dumb. Anyway, you could fly as Superman, which was super cool because the John Williams theme would play and you could fly into the sunset and the John Williams iconic music is playing and you're Superman. You got your cape flowing in the wind. It feels cool. But the flying was super janky, right? It was kind of hard to control. If you weren't going straight, it was super janky. And then in Lego Marvel Avengers, if that was what it was called, they improved the flying. And so I would just spend a bunch of time just flying around in as Iron Man, just zooming around just because it looked cool and was super fun to play. So they always got the next step of improvement in those games, whereas in this Ultimate Alliance game feels like a huge just step down.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like they're not totally dissimilar in the way that they play, right? You're playing multiple characters usually, and it's kind of that same view, and you're fighting enemies and it's a little different, but I feel like there's not a comparison to be drawn there.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a side note, but I'm actually super interested to see what they do with the Lego Star Wars game coming out at the end of the year, where it's the first 7 movies. But it's not a collection of the old ones. It's a total redo.
Yeah.
And they're adding new mechanics, and actual third person cover based shooter kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And apparently it sounds sweet. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah. They've added a bunch of stuff now since that first Lego Star Wars game came out. So it'll be interesting to see what they add. I'd be interested to buy it because I love those Lego Star Wars games. Those were so fun. I played a ton of them. So,
hell yeah. Eric, do you have any final words about Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3? Do you think that it's worth picking up for full price?
I'd say wait for it to go on sale. Unless you're really itching to play it, I don't think there's a lot it has to offer. It kind of reminds me a lot of what we said about Rage 2, where I think this game still has a lot it could put into it that it should have just put into it right away, you know?
Yeah.
So we just got to wait for maybe at Paris Games Week, they'll announce the rest of this game and they'll have more stats and stuff that you can kind of get a little bit more nitty gritty into it. But if you see this game for $40, I'd say it's worth it. And you're a fan of the Ultimate Alliance games, it is more that you get to be your favorite heroes. You get to kind of go around and just button mash, beat up villains, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, I'd say if you have, a couple people or you have one person to play with, that'll make the experience more enjoyable.
Yeah.
Which is cool. And, yeah, I don't know. I feel like this game for me is a little disappointing. It wasn't what I wanted, but also I don't know if I'm exactly the audience, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone, again, we're sorry that... we had to record this kind of shorter version of our podcast. Normally we have a much longer version, And unfortunately, we lost the audio and the footage for that because we did not record it. But we'll be next week. We'll be back.
We didn't really lose it, to be fair.
Well, we never lost it in the sense that we never had it.
Yeah.
And we'll be back next week, and we're talking about Fire Emblem Three Houses, which I am in deep to. So you can tune in next week and find out which child soldier I end up marrying, I guess. I think that's the point of the game. I'm not that far in.
Hopefully you'll be a little bit farther in next week.
Oh, yeah, we'll be in. So you can come back for that. Anyways, we love you, unless you suck, in which case we don't, and you should probably work on that. Have a good one.